sign that said simply, McDonald's Hamburgers. Dick and Maurice McDonald had hit the great American jackpot, and the rest, as they say, is history, right? Wrong. The McDonald's never went any farther because their weak leadership put a lid on their ability to succeed. They lacked the leadership necessary to make a larger enterprise effective. Dick and Maurice were good single restaurant owners. They understood how to run a business, make their systems efficient, cut costs, and increase profits. They were efficient managers, but they were not leaders. Their thinking patterns clamped a lid down on what they could do and become. At the height of their success, Dick and Maurice found themselves smack dab against the law of the lid. In 1954, the brothers hooked up with a man named Ray Kroc, who was a leader. Kroc had been running a small company he founded which sold machines for making milkshakes. He knew about McDonald's. The restaurant was one of his best customers. And as soon as he visited the store, he had a vision for its potential. In his mind, he could see the restaurant going nationwide in hundreds of markets. He soon struck a deal with Dick and Maurice, and in 1955, he formed McDonald's Systems, Inc., later called the McDonald's Corporation. Between 1955 and 15.